D-O-double-G.
Shorty P.
Actually, championship, because I still find myself number one.
God, I knew that was coming.
There's no championship about that, though.
But there is, because I'm saying this is a...
So if you win 1 week, you're a champion.
No.
If he does, but if I do, no.
I'm saying, because I'm top of the standings right now...
Means you're just the champion, so it's over.
My name is championship, is what I'm saying.
But you're not the champion yet.
You're just Chip.
Just wait.
Just Chip.
You can't just...
Just Chip.
That's asinine.
This is unbelievable.
Un-freaking real.
Well, I'm also leading in the picks.
But why are you leading? Let's talk about that, man.
Go Bucks. So Derek Carr's leading in passing yards for the NFL. Let's just claim him MVP, right? It's over.
That's not...
Derek Carr. Championship Derek Carr, right?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Also, it doesn't play an effect for anybody
what
else.
What I'm saying is, currently, I am leading in our FanDuel Challenge, and I am leading... in our picks, our weekly picks.
Okay.
So, that's all I'm saying. Okay. My nickname is Championship.
Week two out of
your real name's Chris, but you go by Bo.
Well, did you guys...
Your real name...
So when you lose at the end of the season, is your name still going to be Championship?
That's still my nickname.
Okay,
still
all right, name. All right. Championship. All right, who okay. Gave right?
Who gave you this nickname?
Himself.
Actually,
how many people call you Champion?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. A lot of everybody calls me Bo.
A lot of people call me Championship.
Who?
A lot. Or Chiptastic.
Chiptastic. Wow.
I've called Chiptastic before, but usually it's because he wants
one
money.
One person?
Yeah. He gasses you up because he wants money.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Chiptastic.
Either way, after 2 weeks, Chip Williams 40 at FanDuel. It's 278.
Hold on. You're not 40, though.
Not Chip Williams 40.
It's just a screen name, man.
Over under, boys. Over
under. What the actual fuck, which is Shorty P, is 262. That is 16 points behind me. Dog 89, 249. That is roughly 29 points behind me. Christopher Michael, 234-2. You are in a distant fourth. 44 points behind the lead.
It's weird.
That's fine.
Jeez. He's all right. Watch it. He's a late starter.
Dude, I'm so tired hearing about it. I went all these other leagues. This is what matters when we're talking about this group.
This is stupid.
Oh, really?
Let's just pick a team every week, different players, not have no strategy. Just go out there and do good, guys. If my guys
there is a strategy
hurt,
to win.
My guys get hurt.
There is a strategy.
Pussies.
You have to win. You have to win.
There's no strategy in this. It's a guessing game. There's a strategy in how you draft. That's not drafting. That's picking players that other people pick.
But you got a salary.
And honestly, you're not the champion of FanDuel until you score the most points out of everybody that's played that contest.
I have so far.
No, number one overall over the whole entire world.
No, in our competition.
That guy's a champion. That guy wins.
Man, I won 280
our
because of three Buccaneer players this week, and I was so excited. But then you start looking at like what other people did, and like this guy played the same lineup, right, on FanDuel. I think he played it in like two or three different contests that I was also in and saw it. This guy took like first, a third, and I think another third. This guy killed it. And he had like 247 or 248 points or something like that.
So he had more points than you?
He chose the same.
Oh, he had a lot more points.
So he chose
my top for this week was 197.
And he chose the same guys in every league?
No, he like took that core, whatever his core is, and then just played it in different contests on FanDuel. And I was happy to be in a few of those contests.
Did you hear about the one guy that did the 16-team parlay? And he had if the Detroit Lions would have won, he would have walked away with $790,000 off a $25 bet. But he couldn't cash out because I guess it's a free bet. It's kind of new to me of how this stuff works. But if it's a free bet, that doesn't mean they give you odds. Like you have to roll with it or nothing. But since it was a free bet, I guess MGM's still going to give him 180 for getting 15 out of 16 games in a row.
180 G's.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Solid.
$25 risk, and he hit 15 out of 16.
Hey, dude, I did like a $30 risk, and I won $280.
Huh?
I did like a $30 risk.
Sounds like he got a better payout.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
A lot better payout.
Like, to me, he's the champion of the week.
Yes.
Actually,
yeah.
Looking at our overall weekly picks, this past week, Bo, you went 12-4. Dog, you went 12-4. I went 13-3. And Shorty went 8-8.
So
happily, he goes 11-3. Or 13-3.
Guys, the show is recorded.
Is it though?
Feel free. Yeah. Feel free to go back and listen. You know, tomorrow we'll replay it. 17. So overall, 17, 15 is dog. 21 and 11 is Bo. I'm 24 and 8, and he is 16 and 16.
Good start. Great start.
So, like I was saying,
you're the champion. You're the champion.
I am currently leading in this as well.
You know the current leader isn't declared a champion.
You know who led?
I have a 3-game lead on Bo.
You know who led touchdowns for the Falcons? Receiving touchdowns last week?
The Bucks.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, too.
Yeah, good point. And well, we're going to get to that because you remember we have a last game trivia.
Last game trivia. Yeah. Oh, the year trivia.
Yeah.
Well, how about, can we talk about shout out to the Rays making the playoffs for the third year in a row?
Hang on, I have it right here on my list to make sure and give the boys some time.
Not only that, every team below them in their finer whole minor league farm system has gone to the playoffs this year. So that's 5 minor league teams plus their team.
Huge.
So is it Miracle Rays or is it just do it, kids?
Dominant Rays.
Are they number one right now?
They're the American League.
They're about to get. I think they need to.
I mean, the season's like over now, right? Because we're going to October.
They have 3 more series left.
They have 3 series left.
Series Marlins, Astros, and they finish up against the Yankees. And there's a 3-way tie between the Blue Jays, Red Sox.
So who's our competition on our end? On our
everybody that's out there.
Anyone who wants to show up.
But it's actually, they had a really funny thing happen, which I hope you saw, because it's really odd and it's never happened in baseball before.
What's that?
So it was Tuesday night. KK hit a ball down first base. They made an error. He runs around second, runs around third. But as he's coming around third, the third baseman coach is waving him until he gets there. Then the third baseman tries to stop him, so he keeps going. He ends up colliding with the catcher. And as he collides with the catcher, all catchers have a wristband, and they have a piece of paper underneath it of how they're going to pitch each player, kind of like their play card for the whole game. Well, that popped out. Catcher tags him out, gets out, keeps walking. KK's sitting there, looks down, notices a piece of paper, which he thought it was his, looks down, grabs it, gets up, looks over at the Blue Jays dugout, continuously walks to our dugout, gets in the dugout, looks at it, and realizes it's not his. Uh-huh. So you're having what the Blue Jays are going to, how they're going to pitch the whole team. Raise up one in the game. But when the night when it happened, nobody noticed it. It didn't happen.
Like they didn't pick it up on camera.
Nobody said anything, nothing like that. So it came out about Wednesday, I'd say like 2:30-ish. Uh-huh. It hit Twitter feed and it all started coming out. And the Rays were actually playing with Blue Jays last night on ESPN. And they started showing it, started to become more viral. Nothing happened. Blue Jays didn't retaliate. There's no written rule. There's no unwritten rule because it's never happened before. It's Blue Jay fans.
Yeah, because I was going to say that's not, I mean – that he was picking up the garbage. He was going to go. He was going to go throw it away.
Well, no,
he
didn't want
the dirtiness in the ballpark.
You take the risk of if you drop something, whether it's a whatever it is out there.
That's not cheating.
No, that's not exactly. There's not material on the field for that to happen.
That's,
so you,
no, that's what I was saying. He's not cheating. He was just picking up garbage to go throw it away.
No.
It happened to see.
Or was it? Now they're going to call it. What do they call it?
The Rays.
I don't know, but they beat them today.
So that's the thing. No retaliation. You would think the retaliation, if you're going to give them something, say, hey, for taking that and not giving it back to them, they actually sent it back way over to our dugout, and they didn't take it. Or they were like, you know, get out of here. We're not giving it back to you. But they called it, what was it? I just wrote it down earlier.
So,
Card gate. Like water gate, spy gate, all that stuff. It's going to be card gate.
Hey,
flight gate.
Nice. They tell you this once you're a champion. Once you've been dominated.
Oh,
watch out for the haters, man.
Yeah. No, I understand.
But the Blue Jay fans were crying, saying that we should have returned it. And it's like, you don't return something like that.
Aren't the Blue Jays, like, battling?
They're
going to the playoffs, right?
No, not yet. Three-way tie.
Yeah. They haven't got in yet.
Three-way tie at their position to get in.
With, I think, 2 other teams are, like, 2 to 2.5 games behind them.
There's
9 to 12 games left.
I thought Yankees were, like,
Toronto plays Yankees weekend, which is going to determine those season's path. And
let's go Toronto.
No.
What do you mean?
Toronto looks good.
I don't want Toronto to win. I'd rather do the Yankees or Red Sox.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they stuck it up for the last season.
Right? We can beat them.
We should beat
like
them,
an American
Toronto's the better team out of all 3 of them.
Okay.
They just have a scarier lineup.
How funny would it be if the Yankees or Red Sox don't make it to the postseason?
Wouldn't it be like the first time in a very long time?
Yeah.
I was hoping none of them make it, but one of them's coming out of our division and then the other one. Actually, both.
So,
there's two wild cards.
Who's in our division? So we have.
Can you name the five teams in our division?
I'm going to try right now. I'm going to try.
This should be funny.
Right, I know it's. I know it's us. I know it's Boston and New York. Is.
Right, we were just talking about one.
We were. Mm-hmm. We were the Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. Okay.
One more.
I think that
East.
East?
Think of East.
The O's.
There you go.
Yeah. All good right. Job. See? I know what I'm talking about.
I don't know about that last statement.
What?
You know what you're talking about.
I do.
But that was solid, though.
I'm learning.
Who's the head coach for the Rays?
David Cash.
Kevin. Same thing, David.
Kevin, David, Kevin, right? Kevin. Did you get the last name right? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I've decided that's my new thing. I'm going to start just calling everybody by their number.
What's his number?
There you go.
I don't mean the general manager or whatever. I mean like the players.
Yes.
Like, so what, good job, 12.
Who's 12?
Yes, I like this.
Come on. Who's 12?
Who's 12?
Brady. Come on.
Oh, you're talking for the Bucs?
Yeah, for the Rays? Oh, yeah. So way to go, 21.
Let's go. Ball and spaghetti over here.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, so how have we done on promoting our fan contest?
Well, we had a little break, so we haven't done any fan contest.
We did. But I would love to give this thing away before the Sunday night.
What are you trying to give away?
The Devin White helmet.
Dude, that's been here over a year. We've already discussed that.
So you're saying it stays?
It's part of the table. And so, I mean, if it moves, what if the Bucks like don't do anything? To me, it's a superstition thing.
What tickets are you guys giving up for us to give away?
How would we last give it away?
How about we give up the Dolphins?
How would we give it away, though?
What do you mean? You got to promote it.
And how are we going to do that?
I'm going to do a drawing, right?
On social media.
What kind of giveaway are we going to have? Contest are we going to have? You're just saying let's make a contest.
Just put together a jar with a bunch of footballs in it and have people count them.
Come up with a contest to give away. That's your guys' job.
Next week,
yeah.
Who do we play?
We play the Rams this week. We play the Patriots the following week. We just
that's Sunday night.
Yeah, no.
Big game.
Okay.
So how about going into next week, our contest needs to come out with an answer that I'll come up with later in the show.
Okay. No, man, we need terrible. We need this to cater to people like me. All right, I need people yeah that don't know a ton about sports. Right, I mean they want it. We got to get them in here and get them to learn. Right,
fair enough.
Sure.
I mean, if they ain't learned by now, they ain't gonna learn.
Just put together a gumball deal or like candy corn, like they do. Take a picture of like a jar with the candy corn in it. Post it on social media. Have people guess how much is in there. And whoever the closest is can go ahead and take it away.
That's people like you?
Yeah, man. We want something from something that we can guess, man.
That's people like you.
I'm trying to guess, man. I want to have a chance.
Jeez, man. Let's say there's a bunch of paintballs.
It's a guess. You can count them when you put them in.
In a mason jar.
There you go.
Paintballs in a mason jar.
That sounds awesome.
And let's say there's 58 of them.
Okay.
So
I was hoping more like 600 or 700, but yeah.
Okay, even that, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I think mason jars, paintball.
Mm.
How about a clear five?
So anyone, how do they take their guess?
Yeah. Just by what's on the front?
Do they message?
Just message you there, right in the comments.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and drop a comment with how many they think it is.
So we're going to give this away the Sunday before New England, so next Wednesday.
Well, no, we would give it away
the week after New England.
No, yeah, we want to do the week before.
So that's next week.
But Bo said it's been here so long that superstition.
I'm just saying.
I hear you. I don't know about this.
I just want to toss that helmet.
What do you mean?
Are you gonna give up your Dolphins ticket so we can give them away?
Yeah, because we can't do the helmet.
I'll tell you what.
Why don't we do that?
I'll tell you what right now. I guarantee I know somebody that's not going to go to the game. He's not in this room. He's probably going to go to that game.
So now we have three tickets.
If you promise to not call yourself championship until you win something at the end of the year,
okay.
I was gonna let you go to buy get my ticket, and then you probably.
I'm trying to give them away to people listening. I'm not trying to take them.
No, I'm sorry, not doing that.
What do you mean?
This, I'm not gonna do that. I thought it was for you.
Yeah, okay, it's for me. I want those two and the third.
No.
I want three tickets.
No, I want three tickets.
Yeah, I want to see, and like I'm like expected there.
Are you gonna want any Lightning tickets?
I'm expected there.
I mean,
are you gonna want any Lightning tickets?
But like I'm expected there. Like the people. Right,
so this is a simple yes or no. You don't have to give me some long drawn out. I'm expected there. I'll be expected at the Lightning.
Told you
game,
he's
but
gonna
if
be
I
there.
Share,
but that's
are you gonna want to go to a Lightning
that's
game?
That's not real. That's like a hot commodity. Like those are like not cheap.
Yeah, games. there's only six games left.
I can't. I mean,
are,
no one wanted to go.
Are
five
you
years
gonna
want
to go to a Lightning?
No game? One wanted to go 5 years ago. That is very true.
What do you mean?
Are you going to want me to share Lightning? I mean, let's do a trade.
I mean, that's a...
I'll buy you a Rays ticket.
A Rays ticket?
Yeah, cost me $12.
Yeah, they're only like $10.
Shit, a Rays.
I literally have people come in. I'm sorry, but people like come into the law firm all the time and, hey, you guys take these Rays tickets to the game. I'm like, okay, who can I give these to?
That's messed up.
I'm just saying. I don't enjoy going to a baseball game. I just don't.
Give them to the homeless out back.
I'll always cheer on the Rays. Go Rays. I'll always be happy when they win. Their hometown team. But I'm just not a baseball guy. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I mean, do you go cheer at a bowling match? No, you're not a bowling. Do you watch bowling on TV?
Yeah.
It's just pretty good sport there, yeah.
How do you?
It's an excellent.
Week 18 looks very, very favorable.
What does?
Week 18.
Week 18?
Yeah.
Also,
I was thinking week 9, too.
What was week 9?
I think it's funny that Bo took the night
you
off.
Asshole.
Yeah. Bo took the night off on cooking tonight. And Jay and I today were talking about some more stuff I could dig in on Bo about. And he reminded me about the time that we went to Applebee's in Oregon.
Ha!
And cool. We were sitting there. We had ordered our food.
We and, or me and him?
No, I was there. That I was the one sitting there saying, are we really leaving?
Oh, yeah, that's right, you were there. Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, because this happened again with me and Josh, too.
Yeah, I mean, he literally got so mad that the food hadn't come yet. He, like, gets up, storms out, and I'm literally sitting there, and Josh is like, yeah, man, we got to go. And I'm like, are you guys serious?
We put an order in, and it was, like, 30 minutes.
It was bad.
Did you guys have to flag someone down?
He's done this to us. Like, he gets so mad.
There's no reason no food should take longer than 30 minutes. What are you, butchering it, skinning it?
Yeah. Oh, dude, don't. If you ever.
What if it was really busy?
Delay his food. It is brutal.
Dude, you should see me in a fucking fast food line. I swear they're so stupid.
So stop fast going.
About it.
The line's moving smoothly. Every time I get to the thing, hold on, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Will you pull around to the front? It's a fucking chicken sandwich and a goddamn double cheeseburger. How hard is that?
Jeez.
And then tonight, we decide, let's go over to Whiskey Wings.
Thanks, man. Perfect.
Let's get some wings. We want them non-breaded.
They're really good.
That's how, man.
They were bad.
They were good, though, still.
They were bad.
He comes back with this look on his face. They fucked it up. They fucked it up. I thought the tone was set for the night.
I thought they didn't give us wings.
I know. I was like, it's fish tacos or something.
They're like, hold on, we'll just drop a new order. And I was like, I don't have the time for that, lady. Let's go.
That's good stuff.
Man. So I'm guessing you checked it at the restaurant before you left.
Nope, not at all.
Ask him why he doesn't get food delivered. He does not order delivery.
He cooks.
What's
good.
Up with that?
He refuses to have somebody deliver the food. I think it's because he doesn't want a tip. But
I do.
No, it's the fact that if I would have waited for that delivered, that would have been an hour and 15 minutes for delivery.
It would have been cold.
True.
It would have been cold.
And it would have been wrong.
Who knows? Who knows if that guy was vaccinated?
Yeah. Oh,
God forbid, man. Just can't take that
risk. Exactly.
Cannot take that risk.
So, real quick, you guys want to do the picks for next week, or do you want to talk about Bucks Falcons?
Let's do our picks.
And then picks, then we'll talk about the Buck ball. Ups and downs about that game.
All right, well, let's get through it. Panthers at Texans, Thursday Night Football.
I'm going Panthers.
Panthers?
Panthers at Texans?
Panthers at Texans. I took the Texans.
As weird as it sounds, it's not going to be a bad
game. You chose the Texans?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay.
Texans don't look that bad, but yeah,
no,
they're going to be Panthers.
Okay, so you're taking the Panthers.
Panthers.
Yes, I'm taking the Texans.
Yeah,
okay,
so
let's note this.
Okay. So perfectly fine.
I'm taking a screen. I'm taking a picture.
No, take a picture of it.
It's already set in stone, but Tyrod Taylor is out this week.
I don't care.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Who's their backup?
Joe Blow sitting on the sofa right now.
Okay.
Maybe DeAndre Hopkins by Friday.
No, I'm just saying. Okay.
They're going to call championship.
No. When it switches next week and he puts down.
Well, now
I chose the Panthers.
Well, it's perfect. Mean, this is how I get ahead of you, because any given Sunday, any team can win, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Their quarterback and Christian McCaffrey get hurt on the third play. You never know. Football team at Bills.
All right.
I took
Football
Bills.
Football team and Bills.
Oh, I'm taking Bills.
Bills.
Buffalo for sure, yeah.
All right. I took Browns over the Bears at Bears. No, I'm sorry. It's at the Browns. I apologize.
Who is it? Browns and Bears?
Bears.
So Justin Fields is starting this week.
Yeah, Andy Dalton's hurt.
I like Bears.
That's probably his cue for the rest of the season.
Give me the Bears.
You're taking the Bears?
Yes, sir.
I'll take Dog Pound.
I figured.
That's going to be.
I don't like Dog Pound.
Where is it? Hold on.
It's at the Browns.
I'm taking Dog Pound.
Okay. Ravens at Lions. I'm taking the Ravens.
Ravens.
Colts at Titans. I am taking the Titans.
Colts. Damn it.
Big upset, huh?
It's Indianapolis, baby. Come on.
Titans.
Who are you taking?
Where's it at?
It's at the Titans.
I'm from Indy, man. Got to support the old home team.
Stop.
Dude, they always split.
I know, but you're taking the Titans.
I mean, Colts want that one.
There go Colts, baby. They're hungry, man.
I'm going to go.
He's going to turn on the Colts. Here it goes.
I'm going Titans.
Gosh. You're going what?
Titans.
Jeez.
I can barely hear his mic. You turn him up.
So predictable.
Chargers at Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Chargers at Chiefs.
There you go.
Chiefs.
All right.
Chiefs.
Coin flip. Chiefs.
Chiefs.
All right. Saints at Patriots. Taking Patriots.
Pats. Oh. Since we're on that game.
Pats.
Pats.
Right. Since we're talking about that, right. Your boy over there.
Who? Okay.
You remember that book I was telling you about? Like, the Winston 101 guy?
Okay, yeah.
So, that night after the game on Sunday, of course, I was fired up. The guy, Trevor Sikkema, who's a big-time reporter guy on Twitter and stuff like that, he made some sort of post or something about it. And I decided, I was like, I've talked with this guy, I think even through the offseason, just how much he sticks up for Jameis Winston or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, no response. Quote unquote, this is what this guy wrote.
Okay.
Neither INT was meaningful, and Jameis Winston was the prime reason they scored at all. The team was dominated from the jump. Kamara, 5 yards, 8 carries, O-line got blown up all game, pass defense got shredded, as four JY or JW led the team in rushing, scoring, and only TD running for his life.
I was like,
you gotta be fucking kidding. This guy really just said neither INT was meaningful.
Yeah.
I responded to that. I was like, I forget what I even said, but he deleted my comment. I was like, so you're going to tell me right now that those INTs were meaningful?
Yeah.
How many of his other?
I'm just saying, I told you guys last week Saints was my most hated team, and I'm just so happy for you Saints right now that you guys are finally seeing exactly what Winston's about. We dealt with that shit.
We knew, I mean, it was down to happen. Like, it was, like, it's...
I know, but I don't know if it's more frustrating the fact that you won't acknowledge the fact that you were a Winston fan. And I was the only one out of all of us that said, this guy sucks.
I'm a fan of anybody that's on my team. Until you're off my team, I'm going to support you.
Okay.
I mean, Chris Conte, until he got shoved to the ground, he was on my team. But now, guys... But at the end of the story, the guy blocked me. Deleted all the messages and blocked me. And when he blocks you, it's like you won.
That's the guy. You got to keep going. That's what Take It Like a Fan's all about.
Barstool, all this and that. And like he didn't
take it like a fan.
No, he did not.
Oh, man.
That was some pussy crap.
Right?
He wrote a book, for God's sake.
Falcons and Giants. I'm taking the Giants. I'm taking the G-Men.
Falcons.
Wow.
I'm going Danny Dimes on him.
That's right.
Falcons.
They need to win, too.
Falcons didn't look too bad, though, man.
What? Falcons didn't look too bad. You said you're taking Falcons over there, Jordy?
Yep.
All right. Bengals at Steelers. I'm taking the Steelers.
Steelers.
Where's it at?
It's at the Steelers.
Steelers.
Okay. Cardinals at Jaguars. I'm taking the Cards.
Cards.
Okay.
Cards.
Well, you're going to say Jaguars?
Cardinals.
I wanted to.
Jets or Broncos. That is a given.
Broncos.
Raiders. Dolphins are coming into the Raiders.
I'm going to do it again. Dolphins. Any given. Two is out. Two is out. Is it? It's not good. It's out.
You know what position he plays?
No.
Seahawks and Vikings.
He's the quarterback.
I'm taking the Vikings.
For what?
Seahawks at Vikings.
You're a crazy sea chicken.
Okay, yeah. They did really good last week.
Where's it at?
Seattle looks good.
At Vikings.
Vikings barely beat the
Vikings. And Seahawks lost.
I'm taking Seahawks.
Does Seattle look better?
No, they look like crap last week.
I'll take them anyway.
Alright. I'm the only one taking Vikings. Point that out.
Jesus, they look like crap.
Packers at 49ers. I'm taking the pack.
Taking Niners.
You're taking the Niners, dog.
Niners.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. You think your boy is back, Aaron.
I'm going Packers. I'm going against them.
That's right.
He said Aaron Rodgers is eating up.
That's your boy, man.
Eagles and Cowboys. I'm taking the boys.
Huh?
I'm taking the boys.
Boys.
Eagles and Cowboys.
You say black, so Cowboys. I can say white, Eagles. Bo. All right.
Are you taking Eagles?
No, Cowboys.
Cowboys. And that's it.
No, we got to do points.
No bye weeks again.
We got to do points.
All right, so let's do points.
Is it total?
See? Yeah, it's total points of the game. See, this is how he's trying to. So,
Monday night, Cowboys, Eagles, right?
Monday night, Cowboys, Eagles. Bo, give me your score. You have Eagles winning, so.
56.5
What the hell is going to happen in this game?
He's out of his mind is what he is. 20, Cowboys 25. Winning. Give me yours. What is it? How many points? Just so we know, this game ain't going over 34 to 5 points.
I'm gonna say 49.
I am going to say 34.
I'm going to stick with Chip.
Under 34.
Let me go.
You can go 33.5. I'd love for you.
All right, I'll go 33.5 then.
Yes. Are you kidding me? Why wouldn't you listen to him? Because here's how we play this. You have 33.5 to 34. I have 34 to 49 because you can't.
Oh, you can
over.
Only play the spread.
Yeah, but anything below you, you win. Anything below 33.
No, you can't go over. That's how we play it.
He'll be the closest to the
can
number.
Can I take everything under, though?
Just
I should
like
take anything
Jeopardy.
Under.
Yeah, but you can't go over.
If it's 37, he wins.
Like Wheel
he
of
has
Fortune. 37.
I have 34.
Wheel
well,
of Fortune.
And he said 33.5, so he's 33.5 to 0.
To 0, right?
That's what
you're,
he has.
So you're
I have 34 to 49.
Yeah, you do. He has everything.
But how does
40,
he have
56?
Below? So you're saying I have between 33.5 to 34.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plus 34.
You have very small range on the low side.
Yeah,
he's got to whatever he says.
And then you five till 48.
No, you don't.
This is what I'm saying. You can't go over.
It's closest to the number.
No,
that's correct.
Realizing I
that's
got
correct.
The upper hand here.
What do you mean?
Because you can't go over.
I took the whole bottom.
So if it hits 23, we have a three-way tie for this week, and it's only 12 points in the game. Who wins that?
Let's say it's 42.
Oh, well, then I'm changing mine.
Yeah,
no.
Automatically fucking.
Let's just say it's 42.
Then I'm going to go 48.
No, I'm...
This fucking ninja shit over here going
if
on.
If I said 49 and you said 34.
All right.
And you can't have anything
will allow you to
greater.
Change too, but I am going to go with 34.
You can't have anything greater.
I'm still
going with 33 and under. I'm taking them all.
You're just going with 33.5.
33.5, yeah.
You're gonna blow me out the water by taking 33.5.
So yeah, Chip, you have like 34.
Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't matter because 42. I'm so far ahead in the picks. Do whatever you guys want. Team up.
I'm not giving up my position on this, man. I don't know the players, but I know math, and I like that spread for me, man. That's really good.
Let's do a whole thing. Let's do
Saturday.
No,
dude, we're good.
No, let's do Saturday. Everybody pick different numbers.
We're good. Yeah, fucking cheaters is what you are. Did you see that they canceled the Holyfield fight against Lamar Odom because he got knocked out? I didn't even know he got knocked out by this guy, Vitor Belfort.
Yeah, he boxed like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he got knocked out.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Really?
I was not aware of that.
They had a few weird fights.
What's going on with Jake Paul these days? Is he fighting anybody?
He's like me. I don't,
Has he fought anybody since he started talking all this
first
shit?
First off, he doesn't even fight.
I think he's supposed to fight Wilder or something like that again.
Again?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So, Bucks-Falcons.
Bucks-Falcons, let's hear it. Let's hear the positive side.
That's a great fucking game.
Positive side? Was it great?
Yeah, bro.
I
couldn't stop smiling the entire game.
You were because you liked the offense.
I did. I liked the offense. I told you guys that defense was pissing me off.
It was suspect in the first half. Yeah. It wasn't there.
Like, I'm not. I would rather see them keep going at it. At least we saw Trask to take a knee. He did the last play of the game, right? I mean, he took a knee. But I would have liked to see them keep on the gas in the third quarter instead of playing that bullshit. And putting Trask in for the
That's the thing. You know this offense. It's gonna. They're gonna score points. Not only that, Brady's done the touchdown pass from the 5, 4, 3, and 2, and 1 yard line inside the goal line this year. It's
true.
So that I told you from the start of the season, the offense is gonna be there. The offense ain't even clicking yet. They let them establish a run game, and why they establish, they're gonna score. They're gonna average 45 points a game. But this defense, you want to create bare minimum pressure on a guy like Matt Ryan with a beat up Falcons offense, like. You had one sack all game. That, to me, is not going to get it done against the Rams. It's not going to get it done against those better teams. The Bills.
Well, no, you can't say that because a Shaq Barrett strip fumble where Devin White scooped it up and scored and they called him offsides. When you look at the game film,
man, that
it was
guy
clearly onside.
Now, the next one, JPP, he was offsides.
And then Joe Tryon was inches away from sacking Matt Ryan, but Vita Vea fell on his legs and Matt Ryan just barely
seen that one.
There was plenty of good plays. Devin and Devontae Brown pressure. They hit the quarterback a few times. Matt Ryan's a good quarterback. He gets the ball.
Did you watch the Manning brothers on?
I watched a little bit. I think I watched about a quarter.
When Gronk was on it?
Yeah.
No, I heard him in the morning about him watching tape. He doesn't watch tape. He just blows past guys.
Gronk and Brady are stealing that record quick, fast, in a hurry.
What record?
The touchdowns.
That's what I said. I said they're going to be Ross Moss's record. You'll let me get to a game.
Well, I think they're talking about.
Manning and Harrison.
Manning
Marvin Harrison.
Oh, career wise. Mm-hmm. What are they set at?
100.
Yeah.
And what is Brady them at? 80 something? 80
no, 40? We're at 101.
Oh, 101?
103?
I don't.
103, 104.
I don't know if you can say war. It's not all of ours. No, there's only about.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But no, yeah, I think they're at 103 or 100.
Something like that.
Yeah, he's got four. I think they're at 103.
So, what do you think it is?
Overall, I give that game about close to an 8. I'll give it an 8. It was a pretty solid performance. I hate that defense when we have the lead. I hate it with passion.
I'd give it a high 7 or a low 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
About the whole game?
Yeah.
The whole performance?
Whole performance.
It'd be like a 78% to me.
7 to 8.
I said, we're all in agreement.
I'm like eight and a half, man. It was exciting, man.
It was exciting, man. I'm starting to get worried about is Mr. Ronald Jones.
I'm worried about him, and I'm worried about our secondary big time.
Not about, all right. And then
I think you guys are just overreacting right now.
I don't know. That's the couple plays that he had where he missed the block and Brady got
and
a
then,
sack.
How about stepping out of bounds before you get the first down?
And then the next play, he kind of sidestep and just like. But then, granted, you know, he makes it on fourth down.
The season just started, guys.
I understand.
You would think that he would be wanting to pound that rug. I mean,
he's
got to
look over his shoulder.
Are they trying to avoid hits? Do you think?
No, I wouldn't say avoid.
I mean, to save your body, yeah. But I mean, at the same time, though, he should have got that.
Where the hell's Scooter?
What do you mean? You have AB.
Yeah.
I understand, but I want.
He's been out there. He makes out the play, but it's like
he's had two catches this season. So far.
It's fine. Just let him chill. He's going to play this weekend.
I think everyone's still getting in that groove.
AB might be out. No, you don't think he's
AB's out. You're going to see Tyler Johnson and Scooter. But Scooter's been running out there. He ran a deep ball last week, and I think Brady tried to get it to him. But
no, he threw it. That's when he threw it to Chris
Evans.
Godwin,
no,
and he dropped it. I think it was Scooter. He was on the side deep. He had him.
But I think I know what Bo means. I mean, you can almost tell when they're really trying in a lot of those plays and a lot of them when it's just lax. I mean, Chip said it. You know, I mean, they just kind of
Yeah, you're taking a step out of bounds an inch away from the 1 yard line when you're still
playing. Yeah, that's
yeah. I don't know what that is.
Right, you need to put that head down and go get that yard.
Yeah, that's on BA took his ass out.
Yeah,
after that.
That's on
Did he leave me on that one?
He ran the ball. I think it was second. They did something. Third down, he tried to – or, yeah, second down, he tried to run it, got stuffed. Third down, tried to run it, got stuffed. And then they gave it to him on fourth down, and he finally got a four-yard gain for first down.
Right, yeah.
But you just – you have to eat at those opportunities. You have to make it. And that just
– He's on his contract.
It is. That's like what I'm saying. Like
Leonard Fournette's right behind you on your your job is not
– Yeah, why is he not giving 110?
Like, I don't want to overreact, but I have big hype on him. Running the ball this year, and he's just not getting it down.
And I'm liking the way Leonard Fournette, when he gets his playing time and he makes
He looks plays, a little bit more aggressive.
He's cutting and juking, and he's getting his head up. He wants those extra yards. He knows he's not – it's not his team that he's, you know, the lead
runner. And our third guy, too. I mean, I can't complain about the efforts he gets out there at Gio.
Yeah. And I think that's what Rojo needs to stop worrying about is having that lead rolling. Being in that lead role and just
was there. I know there was a play where Gronk and where I'm going to start doing it by numbers and challenge you guys. 87 and 80 were on the field together. Was there a time when 87, 80, and 84?
I don't know. That would be
I'm sure there was some goal line packages
with Vita.
I love Vita. I wanted to see him get that ball.
I started chanting.
Yeah, we started saying Vita.
Was that going into the end zone where you guys are?
No, opposite. On the other side. Yeah, right. That shit got real loud.
Oh, we've been waiting on that. The big man scores.
So I am. So I'm excited. It was a good game. I'm looking forward to Sunday night against the Rams. I think we're 1 o'clock. No, we're 4 o'clock.
4:25.
Yeah,
or it's the game of the week.
Game of the week.
Yeah, we got big. This is a good revenge game right here. They came in last year and they got us pretty good.
They did.
Cooper Cup.
We were talking about Dog and I were talking outside about the following weekend when we go Sunday night to the Patriots. I'm convinced. I've spent a lot of time in Boston in the last couple months.
Well, how do you say that?
Boston. I've been in there a long time. And it's wicked pissa. They are Tom Brady fans, 100%. They love their Tom Brady. But there's no chance of them cheering on Tom Brady over the Patriots.
No, of course not. But they're going to give. Hopefully, they give respect to him when he comes back there.
I think they will. But there's
definitely. If they don't, they're classless. There's
definitely going to be some drop.
They'll definitely.
How can you boo a guy that got you six rings? If you do that, then there's just that's just you.
That's like us
throwing snowballs.
That's like us saying.
That's the problem.
After he retires.
Or that's like us going after Yanni Gord, like when he comes back here, like put him in the wall. Like
appreciative for what your player does. Yeah, it's a sport at the end of the day, but
I agree.
James Winston won a one.
However, I want him driven into the dirt.
Who?
Winston.
What was the stat? 7 for 11, 46 yards, 2 picks, 3 sacks.
So break this down to me.
Welcome to the world of Winston.
Against Carolina? Come on, bro.
Welcome.
What's the biggest,
wait to play him now.
What's the biggest reason all these players get traded? Just money?
Money.
You want to win a championship.
Championship, and if you're going to go out there and play like Winston, like you're going to throw more interceptions.
Well, that wasn't a trade. That was just a free agent.
I know, but you're going to dump him. You have to.
Trades don't really don't.
I guess I was referring to like Brady and that, you know, just a couple minutes back that conversation.
He's
not
get traded though. It's just a release. He's not on another team. Like releases.
I hope he has a comfortable sofa. I do hope that for him.
Who?
Winston.
Oh yeah.
I hope next year or maybe after
a couple
more games.
So
I want him to be comfortable.
Is he paid? He might be all right.
So you not remember the bet we had where I asked you guys over 110 years from. This is year 7.
Okay.
So you think he doesn't have 2 more years in?
I don't know.
On a different team.
I mean, yeah.
Oh,
he does. He's going to be riding the bench.
No, he'll bounce around.
Bounce around as a starter?
You got Houston that's got QB issues. There's going to be the Jets that are going to have QB issues.
Two more drafts.
Carson Wentz. What was it? What did he do?
Oh, he sprained both of his ankles.
How do you sprain both ankles?
What's that even now? They said he sprained one earlier.
Go get Terry Bradshaw. He'll do better than
Terry Bradshaw.
Guys, I'm going to side with Chip on this. I don't think anywhere other side from the bench. I mean,
yeah, but he's going to. That's the thing. There's so many backups that are terrible that still just float around. But then there's also quarterbacks.
I said day one,
around.
Taysom Hill should be. They should be running a Wildcat, just like they do with Jackson. They should be running that.
You ain't going to do that all the time. With
Hill. Hell yeah, why not? That's
because you're going to stack the box. You're going to run it at no, I mean, unless you're doing some severe jet sweeps. I mean,
Throw in Winston when you want to give it to the other team.
God. I don't have to worry about Winston anymore.
10 episodes ago, you called this, Chip. I think it was.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man. You're
generally right.
Called what? What'd you call?
With Winston. I mean, I told you back then, I said he had a good smile, but other than that, I might have to side with Chip, you know?
And now, what?
Well, now you're telling me Winston, he might need to have a comfortable place on the couch or something?
That's
not good. I don't know. It's championship, man. Get with the freaking program here.
We're gonna
see about this, man.
Damn.
He won last week. I don't know. I gotta give a little respect.
I can come off with five teams. I can
easily take them.
All right, let's talk Lightning real quick because the preseason starts next week.
I heard the boys were fighting the other day.
Which boys?
Them and the Panthers. Like they had like a rookie game.
I didn't hear about
that. Because you don't just listen to sports. You just hear them.
Next Tuesday. Preseason starts.
Who is the end?
October 12th is the start of the season, and our first game is against the Penguins at home.
Nice. Did they?
I'm so ready.
Did they give?
The is there? Is, date can, on are the we ring? Going back to back to back?
Did they give the release date on the ring yet?
Not that I've seen.
And it's going to be way tougher than it was the past 2 years.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The three-peat is by far.
This is going to be the hardest year.
Yeah, I agree. Three-peat is very, very difficult.
There's still going to be a difficult teams. They're going to be really tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they added some core guys. They lost some core guys, but hockey's about chemistry, man. And then
they also picked up some good talent.
For some reason down here, we have this chemistry going on.
With all three.
Yeah.
And the Rowdies.
Even the Rowdies.
They're undefeated. They won by 100.
No, stop.
May as well have.
All right, so I have some last game trivia. I think who won last week? I think Dog won.
Probably.
Dog won.
Dog usually wins. But Chip cheats.
All right, here we go.
Cheating Chip.
Who led our team in receiving yards?
Do I say Dog here? Or
Mike Evans.
How do I go?
About you guys say Dog, and then the answer, so he's out. So what do you say?
Who led the team in receiving?
Who led the team in receiving? Yes.
I want to.
Follow the rules. Teach you like my children.
I want to say Godwin.
Okay, that is incorrect. He had the correct answer, but he didn't play it by the rules. It was Evans.
That's fucking stupid.
Was it more or less than 80 yards?
More.
More?
Less. It was 75.
Really?
Was it, though? It was. Which running back led our team?
Fournette? No, I think Rojo had 35 or 40.
You were out because you did not say your name first.
Oh. Wow. Was that even a thing? Because you didn't say that.
I did. That's always been the rules.
This is cheap. All right, championship.
Go.
What?
Take your answer.
Do I say my name first?
Yes.
Fuck, don't tell him that, man. Shit. We'll lose.
What running back led the team in yards? Last game.
Leonard Fournette.
Okay, you didn't say your name. You're out.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yeah. Patrick.
Oh, whatever, Leonard. Man. You guys are terrible. Seriously, play by the rules.
You didn't even say any rules.
Yes, I did say your name and then the answer. Tom Brady.
All I said was yes. It wasn't even my turn.
Was he more or less than 270 yards?
Chris.
Yes.
Bo.
Right?
No.
Dog, yes, that is correct.
How much was he? Bo.
274.
For an extra point, how many touchdowns?
Bo, five.
Patrick, five. Boom. Look at that.
All right, Ryan Suckup. Does he have more or less than two field goals?
Bo.
Patrick,
considering
less.
Extra points as field goals?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Dog, no.
He had one.
Okay, that is both incorrect. He had zero field goals on the day.
I said
45,
no.
Though.
Patrick Less was right.
45?
I said no.
He had zero.
That's what I said.
So I said less. No.
I said, is it more or less than two?
And I said less.
No answer.
I said less. How is that not a win?
What was the final score?
I said less than two.
What was the final
it
score?
It was zero. That's a win. Right?
Wow.
What? Wow.
Who led the team with most tackles, and was it more or less than seven?
Dog.
Okay.
Yes, and it was...
Was it, no, yes. Was it more or less than seven?
Yeah, more.
Okay, and who was it?
Lavonte David.
Incorrect.
Oh, gosh.
What was the question?
Which part?
More or less than seven most tackles.
Say how.
What are we doing?
Incorrect.
How's that nerd rope?
I'm scared.
All right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was Carlton Davis with nine.
No, Jesus I was ready to answer.
All right, team turnover. Team this turnovers. More or less than three.
Which team?
How come I said less than two, though? Shit. And it was zero, and you said I was wrong. I'm going to listen to this episode tomorrow.
This is a good night. All right. Well, just so we know, it was less than two. All right, for an extra credit, who were the turnovers?
Yes. Patrick. Yes.
So bad. All right. And for the final, this is a winner take all question. Who scored our five TDs?
Bo, Tom Brady.
Wait, so was it Bo or Tom Brady?
Okay, Bo's out.
What do you think? Five touchdowns.
He did.
Who scored the touchdown?
He could score all five touchdowns.
I mean, pretty much, right?
He had five touchdowns. He scored five touchdowns.
I mean, who ran him in?
This was a multiple person question.
Which? What? Who caught the touchdown passes?
There we go.
All right, five. Who?
Gronkowski. Godwin.
Edwards.
Michael Evans. Edwards. I mean, he did catch
that.
He did.
All right, but, gentlemen.
Even Shorty P in this bad boy.
I'm going to get you guys off the air before the FCC comes after us.
What do you mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Huh? Oh, man. I just want to be clear that you asked who scored five touchdowns. There's one player in that game with five touchdowns.
Yeah. He's got a point. He does have a point.
He threw five touchdowns. He didn't score the touchdowns. Like when they say a quarterback didn't score three touchdowns, they say a quarterback threw five touchdowns.
QB had five touchdowns and 270 yards. What does that tell you? He scored five touchdowns.
How about Patrick Mahomes' brother throwing stuff all over?
Oh, the little water thing?
Yeah.
But tell me you'll make another TikTok.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I have a question for
you
guys.
How did they get hold of us, dog?
No. Hang on. I got a question for you guys. This is going to decide like who the best is in my mind. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. But let's go.
Sure.
So, wow. Yeah, and don't forget, you got to state your name before the answer.
Thank you.
All right. What is the highest combined scoring game in the NFL?
In the NFL?
Yes, sir.
Chip.
Oh, there you go.
I will go with, are you going to give us a more or less?
Okay, I'll give you a more or less than 110.
Oh, Chip, more.
Okay.
More.
Okay.
I'm going to say less.
Neither one of them said their name, so they're out. So
there you go. Wow.
He looked at me.
Wow. No. Let's keep it going. So it was more. So dog is out. Okay. Let's keep going now. Now for the real champion.
Okay.
And whether his championship is yet to be, to be seen here. The two teams that played.
Ooh.
You name one of them.
Bo.
Chip.
Kansas City.
Chip. Green Bay.
Dog.
The Raiders.
The Redskins and the New York Giants.
Wow. Damn,
113 points.
About 113 years ago, too.
Yeah, what year was that?
November 27th, 1966.
Yeah,
how was that game?
Yeah, how was that game?
How do these people get a hold of us, dog?
You can always hit us up on Instagram or Twitter, or you can call us at any time at 844-542-4111 or text us at 727-388-1644.
All right. Anything else, gentlemen, for the night?
Take it like a fan and don't ban people on Twitter. Jeez.
That's
fucking weak.
Unbelievable.
That's weak.
You got
banned. Oh, my God. No nerds ropes either.
I got blocked.
Well, at least it was the first dude that blocked him on Twitter.
He actually slid into my DMs, too. He's like, cool, next little leak.
Did you
okay, and then he blocked me, so I can't even respond to you.
He slid into
what?
Did you just say he slid into your DMs?
You need to get an alt account.
That's what the kids
call it. I say that when the member of the opposite sex or something like that.
I'm sorry. Well, he messaged me.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Oh, just create an alt account and go after this guy. No. God, we're still on the air, man.
Driving like that, man.
We're still on the air, boys.
Cares.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Taylor fan, we're out. Chip.
Suit.